It's about 16 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It's a small world. I'm Bill Small, and we are thrilled and in a way humbled to be in the presence this morning of Kansas State Senator Virgil Peck, Brian Klein joining us as well. And the first thing the senator did when he sat down in the chair over there, Brian, was mock my beard.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Real men can grow beards, Bill, he said, because last time you were here, I think I had that 6-inch growth of chin cabbage.
You look more like Santa Claus last time I was here.
I'm not as jolly anymore either.
Oh, well, I appreciate that warning here, Bill.
So. Yeah. Now, Virgil's sitting over there, and if you've seen him, you know he's got that nice salt and pepper thing going on his chin, and Brian, of course, has got the goat thing hanging from his face, and me, just neatly trimmed and professional looking.
Yeah,
I just want to go on record.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in agreement, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, you just came back from Kosovo. What's happening over there? What were you doing over there in the first thing?
Absolutely. Kosovo. I was gone for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I apologize for not joining you on the second Friday of the month, but fortunately, July had 5 Fridays.
Yeah. Lucky us.
Yeah. But a daughter lives over there.
Yeah.
And Brian would know the daughter because she's about half your age, Brian. She's 39 years of age.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Because she went to school at Sedan for a while. Anyway, that's where she lives. Mm-hmm. She married a native. So we go over there every other year or so to visit her. And I tell you what, it's always a good thing to go, but it's a better thing to get back.
Vacations are like that. You need a vacation from your vacation when you get back from it. But you came back with something of an idea, an observation of the way things are done in Kosovo that you think might be good to do around here.
I personally like the idea of the way they handle their tax system. Now, is it perfect? No. I guess I've never seen a perfect tax system.
I've never seen a perfect system.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But over in Kosovo, they don't have an income tax, and their property tax is nil. They do tax vehicle registrations. But the way that their government gets their money is through a sales tax. So it's a consumption tax.
Right.
Now, it's got an upside and a downside. Upside is you spend more, you pay more. Mm-hmm. You spend less, you pay less. The downside is it's 17%.
Yeah, well.
And
you can't afford groceries, you shouldn't be eating anyway.
Well, we're not far from 17% right now.
Where are we?
Sales tax is 10% right now in Coffeyville.
Almost 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And, of course, that's being eliminated on groceries over a period of time. But
yes.
And another interesting thing that I personally really like, no matter if it was in the United States or Kosovo, which is a lot of Europe, does the same thing. The price you see on the shelf is the price you pay. They use the euro, which right now is pretty much even up with the dollar.
Almost one for one now, yeah.
It is. Historically, it's been a little more, the dollar has been weaker against the euro. But if you look at an item and it's 1 euro, you go to the counter, you pay 1 euro, not 1 euro and 17 cents.
Right.
And so I like that.
So that's the tax actually figured into the price on the shelf. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think you're right. It's a smarter way of doing things. I mean,
Since when were we known for doing the smart thing?
Well, sometimes, Bill, when it comes to government, I'm with you. I question why in the world did government do some of the
crazy things? We need to publish a 3-inch thick manual on how to change printer paper. You know, I worked for the government for a while. I was with the National Institutes of Health, and I spent a year with the Farm Service Agency. So talk to me about bureaucracy, sir. I have seen it. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've been one.
Yeah. You have been a bureaucrat.
Yes,
well, that's
sir.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I've recovered from it, though.
You have totally recovered, or you're still recovering?
Well, I'm still getting a pension, so I don't know if I'm totally recovered or not. But
by the way, the idea of giving you some type of stipend or money because the fact you throw trash in your back seat versus out on the highway, I have thought about that.
You bring your checkbook with you?
I thought maybe we could introduce legislation. Then I thought, nah, that's just one person.
Oh, okay, well, if everybody would just follow my lead and just take all the trash instead of throwing it out the window on the Kansas highways, just toss it in the back seat of your car, and then we'll all drive over to Virgil's place where you'll have a huge dumpster set up, and he'll be there with his checkbook to write big, fancy, multiple zero checks for all of us, and it'll be a fine, fine day for us all.
Multiple zeros, so it would start with 0.000 what? But getting back to the United States is always a good thing. It was interesting. In Kosovo, it was unusual. Kosovo is about half the size of the state of Kansas. Mm-hmm. Got a population of about 2 million. They are fairly similar in weather. However, while we were there, Bill, not to make anyone feel bad who is enjoying 100-plus degrees.
Because we were just enjoying it.
Yes.
It was a little bit rainy. The high for the day was 58.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Fahrenheit.
Rainy and cool.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. How did you endure, sir?
Well, and we had a couple of days where the high was in the 60s.
Oh,
generally, the high there in the summer is going to be in the 80 to 85 range, which is not nearly as hot as we've endured. More like what we're getting today and tomorrow.
They're a little bit more of an elevation.
Yeah.
I mean, a little higher up off of the...
They got them mountains and stuff over there.
Their borders are mountains. If you look at their border, it's jagged because it follows the tops of mountains.
They planned it that way.
But they did have 100-degree temperatures a couple days ago.
Hey, we got the primary coming up. We got the primary coming up on Tuesday. And the big issue everybody's talking about, if you look at the yard signs, is the Value Them Both Amendment. And you wrote a press release, a paper, came out on the 25th, where you tried to hash out some of the misconceptions that you've observed from people who are opposing the amendment. Why don't you share some of that with us?
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. And that was one thing about coming back from Kosovo, having been gone from the news because we had spotted internet over there.
You're out of the loop.
Yeah, pretty much. And then come back and all of a sudden be inundated with questions. And really what precipitated this was on Sunday, the 24th at church. I couldn't believe, Bill, how many questions I had from people who I thought would just automatically know how to vote on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been a lot of confusion created about what the amendment will or will not do. Mm-hmm. The Attorney General issued an opinion because Representative John Epley, a medical doctor, had requested information from the Attorney General as to what exactly the amendment would do, and would it ban certain procedures, ectopic pregnancies, which is basically tubal pregnancies, miscarriages,
a fertilized egg.
Ectopic pregnancy is you're going to lose that baby no matter what.
Right.
You cannot carry that child because
it'll kill the mom.
Yeah.
That's it. So to save the life of the mother. But simply put, just to boil it down, there's been a lot of misinformation. There are those who think this amendment does not go far enough. The amendment simply says, should the legislature control abortion laws in the state of Kansas or the courts?
Right.
And the legislature is elected representatives of the voters. The courts, we do not elect the courts. And I'm talking about the Supreme Court of Kansas. And as Brian and I were talking previous to coming on the air, Kansas is the only state in the nation who selects their Supreme Court justices in the manner that they do. The people have no way in, no say, no speak through their elected representatives like they do at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought that it would be good for me to put out this information because of the fact those who want us to vote no are saying one thing and misrepresenting. And there are, by the way, right now, Bill, I think it's important for everyone to understand, there are restrictions on the books, and this amendment will not change the restrictions. However, I firmly believe that if the amendment fails, all of these restrictions will be challenged in court by abortion providers, Planned Parenthood, so forth, and the courts will honestly, to my way of thinking, not a lawyer, have little choice but to strike them down because the Supreme Court has invented language, that's my words, in the state constitution saying a woman has a right to an abortion.
Right.
So if a woman has a right constitutionally to an abortion, you cannot restrict it because you're limiting a woman's right to abortion.
Right.
So again, I'm a big supporter of the amendment. I hope it passes.
Well, I'm probably further to the center than either of you cats, but I agree with you on this, and also I agree with the decision that came down in Roe versus Wade, because we have a federal system of government, and the states should be making these decisions. When you look at it with clear eyes and take the emotion out of it, who should make the laws? Not courts.
No.
The people who are accountable to the voters every 2 or 4 or 6 years. And so whatever your opinions on abortion, and there's really no sense in ever arguing with somebody about abortion, because if you're somebody like my friend Brian here, for instance, who believes that the moment the sperm gets through the membrane and is in the egg, that's a human being, there's just no arguing with that honestly and sincerely held point of view. if you're somebody who believes that it's not really a baby until it reaches a certain state of development, you can argue till you're blue in the face, and you're not going to change that person's mind. That's why I agree. It is up to the legislature, the people we've elected,
yes,
to make these decisions. Otherwise, it's chaos. It's dogs and cats sleeping together. It's just nonsense. It's no controlling of anything.
That's a good way to put it. And I join Brian as far as his belief.
I understand.
In life. Yeah. But and that's one thing I put out in this letter, this press release. I believe no matter what your position is on abortion, for or against, you should want, Bill, as you just so eloquently stated.
I am Mr. Eloquent, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. You should want the elected representatives determining laws in the state of Kansas, or in any state.
But yeah, any state.
About
yeah.
Kansas. Mm-hmm. And right now, that's not the case.
Want to make a look in your crystal ball and tell us how this one's going to turn out?
Oh, my goodness. A month ago, before I headed to Kosovo, I'd have said, yeah, this is going to pass, and we'll get 55-60%. However, 6 months ago, I'd have said, oh, this will pass easily with 70%. Today, I do not have the same level of confidence after conversations at church, Tyrell Christian Church, with individuals, and particularly the young people. They're hearing that this will disallow them to use contraceptives. It will not at all. That's false information. But so I'm going to predict, you ask. So
I asked, you answered.
That it will pass by a slim margin.
Maybe 55-45?
I'm going to say more like 51-52 to 49-48. It'll be that close. Now, just so everyone understands, the legislature had to have a supermajority to put this on the ballot. But it does not have to pass with a supermajority. It has to pass with 50% plus one. So as long as the yes vote gets one more than the no vote, it will pass.
Right.
If it's the other way around, of course, it fails.
Yeah. So let this be a lesson to everybody listening. If you're planning on voting, good. If you're not planning on voting, you want to let somebody else make these decisions for you, that's your business. But I don't want to hear any complaining about it if things don't go the way you want. Guys, we got to wrap this up because we're coming up hard against news break at the top of the hour. When you come back next, second Friday in August, of course, this will be a decided issue.
Right.
And we can talk about it then, and my beard will be a little longer.
That will be good. But, yeah, we'll see if there's a plan develops no matter which way. But no matter what, everyone can vote in this on Tuesday. Whether you're unaffiliated or not, you can vote on the constitutional amendment.
All right. State Senator Virgil Peck and, of course, my friend Brian Klein joining us in here in the mighty 690 KGGF.